And it's there in Prince George that a group of guerrilla artists are yarn bombing the city, and they're hoping for your help.
On your immediate right, you'll see a tree that has rainbow-colored and pink yarn wrapped up almost to where it starts branching off into branches, right? And it's just wrapped around like you would wrap a tensor bandage or something around your arm.
It basically looks like it's wearing a big wool sweater.
So my name is Caitlin Marsh, and I work at Two Rivers Gallery doing a bunch of stuff. So right now I'm working on the yarn bombing project. To celebrate Prince George's 100th anniversary, we're going to be decorating, 100 trees around Prince George. What we have found most effective is doing finger knitting first. So it's knitting with your fingers is exactly as it sounds. You start off and you just use your fingers and you just make this giant long rope. So we have a bunch of different yarns, but it's all brightly colored. So the one that I grabbed right now has blue and purples in it. And so to start off finger knitting, you tie a knot on your pinky, whichever pinky is the most comfortable. I do it on my left because I'm right-hand dominant, but it doesn't matter, just whichever one's comfortable. So you want it to be kind of loose but kind of tight. And then you start looping around your other finger. So you start with your ring finger and you loop it around the back of your finger. So it creates a loop. I learned in February how to finger knit. I had no idea. I did knitting in the past, but I haven't done it for years, so I had no idea what I was doing at first. Like, once you get into a rhythm, it's really easy just to kind of zone out and your fingers just go. I do quite a bit at night. I have a lot of yarn balls. Just kind of, I have a lot around my house. It's kind of taken over my living room. So, yeah, I have a lot. So there's three ways that you can get involved with it. You can donate yarn, which is the easiest, right? If you have extra yarn laying around, you can just drop it off at the gallery. If you don't have time to sponsor a tree, you can, but you have like time to do finger knitting or something like that at home, you can drop off your made panels to the gallery and then we'll use them on trees and wrap it around. Or you can sponsor a tree and that's when you take care of the tree. You put it all up and then you take it all down. You check in on it to make sure that like people haven't taken it down, anything like that. We also do have tags that we're going to be putting on the trees saying like why it's there, things like that, what it's for, the kind of project that we're doing, so hopefully people will then not take it down. We're going to use a Google map and we're going to put all the trees up onto this Google map, and then we're also going to try to get some of them, obviously not all of them because there might be a few that are inaccessible from walking distance, but we're going to try to make like a walking tour and a bike tour. I actually feel like people that put them in like their front yards of their house are really brave just because then their house will be on a map, right? That's really cool to me. When I was setting up the one at my house, I did have a few people come up to me and ask what I was doing. Neighbors being like, what are you doing to the trees? I do watch people's reactions. A lot of the time it's people are interested in what's going on, right? They want to know what it is. I've had people come up to the one at my house and like touch it, right? And like they're feeling it and then they kind of undo it a little bit, but then they kind of like look around to see if they should be doing that, and then they usually do it back up. So it's interesting. I don't know, when I see it, especially because of the bright colored yarn, it makes me happy. It makes me put a smile on my face and things like that. Because they're walking by and then all of a sudden it's like this bright color is just in their face.
Caitlin Marsh, she's organizing the Yarn Bombing Project for the Two Rivers Gallery in Prince George. The goal, 100 yarn bomb trees by July. To get involved, you can contact the gallery. And if you'd like to see a picture of what a yarn bomb tree looks like, it doesn't look like, you know, a tree that's been toilet papered by kids or university students. You can go online to facebook.com/daybreaknorth and you can see what those yarn bomb trees look like. Quite aesthetically pleasing.